His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We bless you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And it's just a beautiful day. It's just wonderful to be alive. We just thank God for Jesus. And we thank God for another opportunity. If you can hear my voice, and that means that you're still alive and the blood is still running warm in your veins, and there's still another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. There's another opportunity to tell someone about Jesus and about his goodness and about his healing power and how he saved us and made a way for us out of no way. Another opportunity for you to tell someone that I love you. Another opportunity for you to say, I'm sorry. Another opportunity for you to just say, please forgive me, I was wrong. Another opportunity for us to get it right. Even though we fail miserably over and over again, we still have another opportunity, long as the blood is running warm in your veins. And this is why we can't get caught with our work undone. We can't get caught with not receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and the curtains of life close on us, and we're laying on our cooling board in our winding cloth. It's too late. We have to receive him now as our Lord and Savior. Believe that he is, and receive him. Confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God, and that he died for us, for our sins, to give us another opportunity. And he didn't stay dead, though. On the third day, he was risen. He was risen. And we just went through Resurrection Sunday a couple of weeks ago, and that's what it's all about. It wasn't about no Easter bunnies and no rabbits. It was about Jesus being raised from the dead. So therefore, when we are in Christ, we are a new creature. We are raised up. We died with him. We went down. And that's what I love about baptism. You go down in that grave, that watery grave, and you are risen to new life. So we died with him when we're in him, and we are raised up in the newness of life. We are a new creature, a new creation. Behold, all things have passed away. All things have become new. So you shouldn't be doing the same thing you used to do if you are born again, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And as we look at the clock on the wall, time is winding up. You can see it in just that the earth is groaning, travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, for us to take our rightful places. And all of us that are led by the Spirit, we are the sons of God. So we have to wake up. Wake up. Don't get caught with your work undone. We don't have the time we think we have. And I know we put it off and say, I'm gonna come to Jesus when I get myself there. You can't get yourself together. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to lead you to Christ. Because if the Spirit don't draw you, you ain't coming. And you can't get yourself right. No, it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to get you right. And the power of the Holy Ghost is going to draw you in so you can be a part of the kingdom, a part of the body of Christ, a part of the kingdom of God. So you can help upbuild, to lead other souls to Jesus. That's what it's all about. It's building. We are lively stones, huh? Leading them to Jesus. Building them up in their most holy faith. And so that's where we are right now. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now. We bless you and we magnify you, God, for your son Jesus, for the sacrifice. Oh, no greater love, no greater love than any man has, than he would lay down his life for a friend. And we thank you, God, that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank you, God. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who stretched his arms wide that whosoever will would come. Love kept him on that cross. That was it, only love. And we thank you for that love today, that agape love, that love that seeks nothing in return. In spite of, I love you anyway. I thank you, God, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Touch their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits, Lord. Oh, we just thank you right now for the word that will go forth. Let it fall on fertile soil of the hearts of your people. Germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Father, we lift up the bereaved families to you this morning. People are leaving here at an alarming rate, Lord Jesus. But Lord, we just pray that they were in you. They were in you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for giving them peace and comfort right now, knowing that you're God. You're God all by yourself, and you don't make no mistakes. Lord, we thank you that you're still in control, even though everything is upside down, inside out, but you're still in control. And we look into you from which cometh our help. We look into the hills, Lord, from which cometh our help, because all our help comes from you. And we can do nothing without your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, bringing to our remembrance everything that you have said, strengthening us where we're weak, propping us up where we're leaning, Lord. We just thank you, Lord God, for the owners of this radio station, the technicians, the men and women of God who make it happen, Lord God. We thank you that you will continue to bless and anoint them, Father God. Give them provision for the vision. Father, we thank you for the men and women who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, singing your hymns and songs of praise, Lord God. Strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to anoint them. Build them up. Build them up, Lord God. Give them the courage to stand in these times, Lord, and build them up in their most holy faith, Lord. Strengthen their faith, Lord Jesus, because we need faith in these times. We need faith. Without faith, we won't be able to make it. We thank you, Lord God, for increasing their faith, increasing our faith, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Father. We bless you. This morning, we're looking at 2 Corinthians 5, and I'm going to start with verse 1, and I don't know how far I'm going to get through it, but I want to read through verse 8, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads as thus: For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always comforted, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen, amen. And I love this right here. And I was looking at the couple of verses that finished off chapter 4. When it was saying, for our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So right now, what we see, what we hear, what we feel is temporary. This is temporary. That's a more exceeding weight of glory. That there's more to it than what we see, y'all. Because what we see is temporary. But what we don't see in the realm of the spirit is eternal. And this is where we have to make our stand by faith. Because this earthly house, this tent, this earth suit, what I like to call it, is destroyed. If this tent is taken down, as you put up tents and take them down, this is our earth suit. This temple, this tabernacle that we have here is only for earth. This cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So it can't inherit the kingdom of heaven. It can't go. This flesh can't go. We are going to get glorified bodies. Huh? At that time, on that day of resurrection, when the dead is raised up and Jesus cracks the sky and we that are still alive will meet up with him in the air. We going to get glorified bodies like Jesus. We fitted, being fitted for heaven. So we have from God a building, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven, forever in the heavens. We have glorified bodies that awaits us. So we can't be concerned. And I know we go through pain and trials and tribulations. I was moving a little slow this morning. I told Pastor Dave, I said, I'm moving a little slow, but I'm here. I thank God that I can feel the pain, that I can still feel the pain. That means I'm still alive. I still have another opportunity, because these earth suits are decaying day by day. From the time we were slapped on our behinds as a child at birth, we started to die. We had a date, and that number can't be changed unless God extends it. And so while we're here, we must work the work that he has sent us. We must do what he's called us to do while it is day, because night is coming when no man can work. In other words, when we close our eyes in this darkness, it's too late. We got to do the work while we have still breath in our bodies. And so we have to give him praise because we have breath in our bodies. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, because it is his breath that we're breathing. It's not our breath. His blood flows through our veins because we are born again in Christ. If you're not born again, you need to get there, because the next 5 minutes ain't promised to you. And we don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. All we know is that if Jesus tarries, we all must go that way. But we have a earthly suit that we're going to, a heavenly suit that we're going to put on. Eternal, not made with hands. This is eternal. And the Bible says in Ephesians, the second chapter, around verse 6, it says that God has made us to be seated with Christ in the heavens. So when you're born again, you already seated in heavenly places with Christ. And the fact that you're seated with him, just like he was seated at the right hand of the Father after the work was done here, he said, it is finished. It is finished. The blood was applied to the mercy seat. It is finished. And he sat down at the right hand of the Father. The only time I could recollect that Jesus stood up in heaven is when Stephen was stoned. And I preached one time that he had a standing ovation. And that's where I want to be. I want to get a standing ovation from Jesus. Huh? Because Jesus, the work is finished. So if we're seated with him, our work is finished. We're just walking it out. But we must walk it out. We must not be lazy and just sit on our do-nothings. We must keep on fighting a good fight of faith. Huh? We must endure hardness as a good soldier, because we're going to be fighting till Jesus come. The enemy ain't going to let up. Even though he's a defeated foe, we got to walk it out, because we already know how this thing ends. We get the victory in the end. We win in the end. It's a fixed fight. But we got to keep on walking. We got to keep on fighting. We got to keep on speaking. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on reading. We got to keep on meditating on the word. We got to keep on encouraging. We got to keep on leading folk to Christ. Huh? We got to keep on going down on bending knee, talking to our Heavenly Father, petitioning the courts of heaven. We can't give up. We can't give up because our reward is going to be great. Our reward is going to be great. And you know, here indeed in this present abode body, we sigh and groan inwardly because it's decaying. It's giving way because it's only here for a short period. We're only here for a short time. We're like the dew on the grass in the morning. By the time 10 o'clock rolled around and the wind and sun, you don't even never know it was there. So these bodies, we are clothed in mortality, but we will be clothed in immortality, Immortality when we get our celestial bodies, our heavenly bodies fitted, and we will be like Christ. We will be like Christ, and that is what we're striving to be like. We're not perfect, but we're striving to be like Christ, And heaven will be our dwelling place, so that by putting it on, we may not be found naked without a body. So just like Adam and Eve in the garden, they were covered by the glory of God, immortality. They were created to live forever, just like God. They were created in his image and after his likeness. So they were spirit. We are spirit. We are spirit. We are spirit beings having a natural experience. We are spiritual first. When we are born again, we are born of the spirit. So we are spiritual beings. So therefore, they messed up. So when they died spiritually. They died physically later, but they died spiritually because they was not designed to die. They was designed to live forever, but they were disobedient. When they were disobedient, that's when the evil creeped in and Satan had his way. So he was able to trick them because he told them that, look, told Eve that you're going to be like God. You're already like God because Adam spoke everything. He named it. He spoke it. He had creative power. So he was already like God. He was made in his image after his likeness. You already like God. So you're looking for something that you already are. You just have to be it. You're not seeking. You just have to be who you are, who he's created you to be. So we don't have to worry about it for while we are still in this tent. We groan under the burden. There's a burden because of the fallen nature of man in this body. But when we are born again, we walk by the spirit. We don't walk by the flesh. So that's the only way we're going to be able to stand in faith, when we walk by the spirit. Because this natural man, this natural body, this earth suit, it is decaying. It's decaying every second. It's falling apart. It's only for a temporary time, just a short period of time, just for this assignment here. And so it's going to be swallowed up after the resurrection. We're going to get our glorified bodies. Now, he who has fashioned us, preparing and making us fit for this very thing is God. God is fashioning and fitting us. We go through things, but we're being strengthened in our faith. So we'll be able to rise up one day. Whether we're dead or still alive, we'll be able to rise up and be with Jesus. And we'll be able to govern the things down here because we'll be with Jesus. And so we'll reign with him. We're going to suffer. We suffer with him. We're going to be able to reign with him. So and we are sealed. We talked about that last week. The Holy Spirit as a guarantee of the fulfillment of this promise. The Holy Spirit has sealed us. The Holy Spirit is the earnest money. Just like when you bind something, you have to give earnest money. That means that you're serious about the purchase. So we've been purchased with a price. We've been redeemed. The Holy Spirit seals us that we belong to God. Seals us and the promise that we will be with him on when that time comes. And we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals us. The Holy Spirit is in us once we are born again to lead us into heaven, to lead us through this journey as pilgrims and sojourners down here on this earth, because this is not our home. We're just passing through trying to lead all the folk we can to Jesus, because Jesus is the only one that can save them. He died for them that they might be saved, that they might have eternal life. So we're leading them, but we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us what we need to in order to finish the race. And it is a race. And it's not given to the swift. No. But those that endure to the end, we have to endure. We have to endure. Like I said before, we have to endure hardness as a good soldier because we're in the army of the Lord. This is a battle to the end. And the enemy's not going to give up. He's not going to have pity on us because he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. His ultimate goal is to destroy us and have us be in hell with him. But it ain't going to happen. Long as we decide to follow Jesus and not him, we decided we can't be like that third of them angels that was persuaded. Huh? Because they're going to find their place in the lake of fire with Satan. No, we have to make up our mind today, huh? For Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. And I'm telling everybody I know about Jesus because he's the only one that can save. So this is where we are, and this is where we have to be mindful in the times that we're in, because if we don't have faith, we ain't gonna make it. So then we are always full of good, hopeful and confident courage. That's the hope that we have. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. We are made the righteousness of God in Christ. If we're not in Christ, we're nothing. We don't have anything. Our best ain't nothing but filthy rags. Huh? We can't work and earn this. It's a gift from God. Huh? His son, he gave us a precious gift, Jesus. That's what our hope is built on, our confident courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are abroad from the home with the Lord that is promised us. So while we are in this body, physically, we're still here on earth, but spiritually, we are already with Christ seated in heavenly places. So therefore, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So long as we're in this earth suit, we're still here on earth, but our spirit man is connected and seated with Christ in heavenly place. That's good news right there. That's hope. That's a blessing all by itself. So that's our vertical relationship. We are connected vertically. We're working on our horizontal relationships with man, with leading them to Christ. We have to lead them into their vertical relationship with the Lord Jesus. So in order to do that, we have to have a relationship with them so we can lead them. Because we all have an assignment, and not everybody going to be able to lead everybody. So there are certain people assigned to you, even if you don't have no title that you can think of, but because you are born again believer, yeah, you have the power and you have that commission to go ye therefore, huh? Go ye therefore and teach and preach and lead them to Jesus, lead them to Christ, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way to heaven. I don't care what New Age is talking about, and everybody else preaching these other Jesus and this other gospel. Yeah, there's only one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. There is no other way. So don't be deceived. God is not mocked, huh? Whatever man sow, that's what he gonna reap. And for we walk by faith. That's the only way we walk, because we're walking this journey. We're on a journey. We're on a journey, and we're walking by faith. We already have the victory, but we have to walk it out. Long as we're on this earth, we're still on assignment. We still have a purpose. God still has a plan for our life. And it's not about us. It's about all those that we will be able to lead to Christ. All those those souls that are hanging in the balance that the enemy wants to take to hell with him. Those souls, this is what the fight is about. Because the harvest is ripe. It is white, ready to be harvested. But the laborers are few. And we need to pray for more laborers to come into the vineyard to lead more folk to Jesus. That we can bring more people into the kingdom. So we walk by faith. Yes. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or our belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with trust and holy fervor, Thus we walk. We walk in holy reverence to God. We have to have reverential fear of God. People do some of anything now and don't even fear God. And they do it right there in the sacred place, in the sanctuary where we meet at. They do these things because a lot of them, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power because they're doing lip service. They're speaking and they're saying Jesus, but their hearts are far from him. So we have to walk by faith and walk in his ordinances and after the counsel of God. And we have to have that reverential fear because God, he's a serious God and he don't play no game. He's a holy God. So we must be holy as he is holy. And the only way we're going to be able to do this is if we walk by faith. Walk in the Spirit by faith. And we need the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. We can't do it our way. We've tried it our way. It doesn't work. And so we can't be disobedient. We can't be disobedient. We have to be obedient to what God is telling us to do and what he's given us the assignment to do. Because souls are hanging in the balance. So no matter what's going on around you, no matter what you see or what you feel, because feelings are fickle. Man is fickle by his feelings. Because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. Feelings go and come. That's the carnality of the natural man. But we have to walk by what we know. And we graduate. We believe God. But we have to know that his promises are yes and amen. We graduate to knowing. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I've been redeemed. And I will see my Savior one day. I know without a shadow of a doubt. And that's how we have to get to be. We have to know. We have to know that we know. You can't be fickle. You can't be torn between two opinions. You can't straddle the fence. Either you in or you out. Because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. If you're lukewarm. So this is where we are. Yes, we have confident and hopeful courage and are pleased rather to be away from home, out of the body, and be at home with the Lord. So we know when this temple is, this tent is dissolved, we will be with Christ if you are born again. So this is what you have to keep in mind. All this hangs on the contingency of being in Christ. If you're not in Christ, it don't apply to you. You have to be in Christ. And so this is where we are. You're walking by faith. Ain't no other way to walk. So you won't fulfill the lust of this of the flesh. You have to walk by the Spirit, by faith. Trust God. Know that he will never leave you and never forsake you. And you will be all right. So until next time, keep the faith. Walk by faith. Know that we love you. We're praying for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. I pray that the reverential fear of Almighty God continues to fall, for it is the compass that guides us to walk and live at the center of and in the protection of God's sovereign will.